Okay. Good morning. This is a meeting of the Savannah City Council's Economic Development Subcommittee. It's Friday, May 16th at 8:31. Present are committee members Lukey Brown, Capellini and Hussman, Councilman Westfall, Mayor Stow, members of the administration, Brining, Sanford, Aller, Natalie from The Blade, and Caitlin from Trio, I think. Did I get that right? All right, good. We're here today specifically to talk, continue our discussion of downtown parking. We all remember that about 2 weeks ago at our council, at our last committee meeting, rather, Bill Sanford came in, provided us with an update of where he was in his review of downtown parking and some action steps that the administration has already taken. Since that meeting, I thought that it would be helpful to have a second meeting today to get a sense of council about specific recommendations we could make to the administration around the parking issue. I mean, I really appreciate what Bill has done. I don't think any of those things, however, really represent policy pieces or direction to the administration. I think we owe it to the administration to say specifically what the committee and the community would like to see with downtown parking so that it can review it, get back to council, perhaps decide if it's actionable or not. So that would be my intent today. With that in mind, I will share with you kind of three separate things that have been mentioned to me over the last 2 weeks about parking. And I would say that the first one, I think I've had conversations and input from virtually every member of council about the notion of the parking situation on the east side of Main Street along Summit. These are the lots that JDRM and the Stansley Zone. I think I've heard folks indicate that this seems to be an opportunity for us in some way to move ahead with some thought about that, but it's been very vague and very unspecified, so maybe we could have a little conversation about that parking. Second piece is my own thought, and I want to share this with the committee, about our special event parking locations in the downtown. I thought that it was extremely beneficial that Bill was able to get some agreement from the Udell Law Firm on Main Street to allow parking there for special events. It strikes me that we probably have some agreement in other locations around downtown, so I'd like to talk about that a little bit. I think there's some interest in what happens to our tier, what happens to the parking, the land that we purchased behind the courthouse if we get the Tier 2 grant and how that might be improved into parking. So those are the three main things that I've got. I don't know if there's anything else that committee members have that we could add to the list today. That would be a no. Well, let's talk a bit about the Summit Street park. What do we call it, Bill?
Main Street parking.
Okay, east of Main Street parking. As Bill reported, there seems to be some interest on the part of the two main property owners there to allow improvement and allow public use of that space. There does not seem to be a lot of interest in having them participate in the funding for that, or at this point to give up their private ownership. We also understand that there's not a lot of interest in several of the other property owners in that block. The credit union, the law firm, and the owners of the investment company to participate in this. So I guess a couple thoughts for the committee's consideration. I walked it last week, and I was surprised at the size of the lot of the duplex that is on the north end of the second JDRM lot there facing Summit Street. I'm interested in having the administration pursue some thinking about that parcel. I don't know who owns it. Bill says that there may be some bundling of that with some other properties to sell. I don't know. It does strike me that at the very least there might be an easement opportunity across the back of the lot to link the JDRM lot with our city lot off of Maplewood. That would make a really nice easement through there. And even going back to when Mr. Moan looked at this several years ago, he indicated that that second access point might be very helpful to the public in terms of access to that lot. So I guess all of those things involve dollars, and I'm not suggesting that this is a short-term discussion. I think that we need to give the administration an opportunity to do a little bit of discovery, do a little bit of investigation, perhaps come back at some point yet this year with a report, possibly a recommendation about what can be done to council, with the idea that we put it in the budget for future years. I mean, if this in fact is going to cost, as Kevin Aller suggested, $5,000, $8,000, $9,000, $100,000, that's a lot of money, and I think we have to plan for that and have some serious discussion of, about whether we're willing to spend it, particularly and linking that spending and understanding that spending should never be made for a private lot, right? We'd need to have some sort of discussion with those owners about what options there are as a exchange for spending any dollars to improve that at all. I believe they're civic-minded people, probably would sit and have a discussion, but we have to ask the administration to do that. So I'd like to hear your thoughts about that and with the idea of perhaps asking the administration to focus on some aspect of the east side parking with an anticipation of doing something in future years. Thoughts?
So future years, I'm not sure I love that phrase. I think that parking lot, and we've been talking about it for 10 years and nothing's been done to it for 10 years. It's a huge mess. It's the single one most complained about part of our downtown right now. Just for a frame of reference, we are, or Sageard is repaving all of Pacesetter, that huge lot, and we're just getting estimates back for $350,000. So I don't think we need a top shelf parking lot over on the east side. We don't need to have like every bell and whistle on that parking lot. We just need something basic with a sign that doesn't have potholes. I mean, we don't need to go ballistic. We just need to get it done kind of quickly. The owners that don't want to participate, they haven't wanted to participate in 10 years. I doubt they're going to change their mind now. I mean, yeah, at some point you just have to say, all right, let's just work with who wants to work with it and get it done.
I agree with that, but by the same token, the lot that there's JDRM actually, I think, owns three lots in that neighborhood. The second one that they own at the far north end of the strip on the west side of Summit doesn't have any kind of a, there's no curb cut to allow folks who park there to get into the rest of the lot. So, you know, that would be an element, one of several, Katie, that I think are more than just paving. You know, we'd have to create some easement there. We'd have to create access there. So, you know, that whole site is sort of riddled with those little kinds of puzzles that would drive the cost up, I believe, more than simply paving it over.
And I know the duplex owner has a bundle of properties that I'm sure that's his ideal, but if somebody called him and say, hey, I'll give you this much money for that lot next to the parking lot, would you take it? I mean, sure, he'd love to sell them all, but...
Well, we can make see, that's my point. We don't know, and we should find out. We should ask the administration to find out for us. My point is this. This is not an easy task. I mean, you say it's easy to, we've been talking about it for 10 years. We should pave it over and open it up to the public. It's not that simple, primarily because we're dealing, A, with property that's not ours, B, with really three or four separate lots as opposed to just one, and C, with the fact that, you know, we have to be very, very careful yet about the vitality of our city budget, right? We can't drop a $500,000, $1 million project into the mix and expect it to be done overnight. I think we have to be planful. This council has always been very thoughtfully conscious of the budget, and so if we move forward, we have to make sure that we accommodate where to put the cost and how we're going to pay for it. So that's not something that will get done this year. Should we wait 5 years? No. Can we get it done next year? I hope. But, you know, let's have the professionals tell us how we proceed.
Mark, I support that, and I think for me a critical issue is cost. I just see that we have to be very, very good stewards of our money, of the public money that we're entrusted to do good things in our city with. And I really would like to get some feedback from the administration after they've done some research about costs associated with these, so that we can make the best decisions for our community.
You know, and I don't want to lose sight of the fact that I'm very sensitive to our downtown merchants, right? They tell us that on certain, at certain times of the week, parking is a problem. I would like to think that in the very short term, which I guess means the rest of this year, some of the changes that this, the administration is making to the lot here, adjacent to this building, and some of the moves that they've made to have employers ask their people to park further away so that our visitors can have the good spaces. Well, you know, that'll take care of, that's a short-term fix, and I'm confident that our downtown merchants think that that's an acceptable first step. We just have to worry about what happens after what happens next, and that would be this.
I guess at this point, I'm thinking the lots that we know there's potholes in that belong to those business owners, I think we need to say we're not doing anything this year. Maybe we'll do something next year. In the meantime, would you please fix your potholes so we don't hear the complaints? They're, you know, they're not city-owned, but people do think they are city-owned at this point and are used publicly, which is very kind of them. But if we say to them, we're in the process, we're going to get this done right away, there's no, you know, no reason for them to fix up their lots. But if we say, you know, it's a process, and if you could kind of just keep things okay for people to park in at this point, you know, we can, we hope, budget allowing to do some more work there.
Well, just to add, Mark, that with the lot right out here, the municipal lot, the courthouse lot, you know, that, it's easier to address issues because the city owns those lots. And as I'm just agreeing with what you said about the lots of JDR and Stansley, they're private lots, but they're very open to letting people use them for any purpose. And then more of that perception, it looks, it has that feel of a public lot. We're very fortunate in downtown that you have the Reeve Funeral Home, the Yee properties on Main Street, the credit union, the dressers. When I talked to all of them, they said, you know, they're not chasing people out. They're very open to having people, especially for special events and for different times. So it's, I'm glad we have that kind of an attitude that when they don't have a function or there's special events, they welcome people and they're not chasing people away to use those lots.
Right. It's important to say, I personally believe that JDRM and the Stansley family are hugely supportive of Sylvania and of downtown. And the Stansleys in particular have made a significant investment in some property in downtown and have done a wonderful job with it. They're doing it cautiously, you know, and prudently, but I think it's making an impact. So I don't mean to suggest for a minute that they wouldn't be a willing participant in this. I think the discussion is important. I think it's important for the administration and council, though, to be able to give them some sense of the timing of all of this, if we're going to do anything at all, you know. So it's not just what we do, but what the timing might be based on both the engineering of it and the funding of it. So I would encourage us to recommend on Monday to council that we ask the administration to do a little more discovery about that East Lot situation. Yep.
Well thought out.
Yep. You know,
I agree with, I don't think it has to be a Taj Mahal either. I think it needs to be ripped out. And,
yeah.
You know, there's a lot of pieces that just need to be cleared out of there and proper lighting put in and, you know, resurfaced.
And you made a good, it's a great suggestion. I think you just created an assignment for Mr. Aller, potentially. I'd like to create an assignment for Leslie, though, because I am very mindful of the fact that that property is not owned by the city. And we have to be very careful about going down a road where we're asking our Sylvania citizens to fund improvements on a private piece of property. So, Leslie, if you could identify legally potential options that we might have to take to those owners that would allow sort of a shared benefit from that city allocation. You know, the notion potentially of a long-term lease. Clearly, the mayor makes it very clear and has made it very clear that the lot adjacent to this building is owned by the city. And at some point back in the past, somebody decided it was in the best interest of their own businesses in the city to title that over. Don't know if that works anymore. Times have changed, different owners. But if you could come back with three or four thoughts for council on how to maybe approach them, that would be very helpful. Mayor, do you have anything to say about that?
You did a good job there. We talked about that prior to the meeting, that the precedent that we have is that this, the municipal lot is out here because our downtown zoning does not require parking for property owners for business. You're not required to provide, as you are in every other commercial zoning district in our code. But from a practical standpoint, the business owners that owned this years ago gave it to the city with a deed restriction that it must be used for public parking. And that's what we've done, and the city's taken responsibility for maintaining it, plowing it, lighting it, and we're going to be doing some improvements to it later this year. That is the precedent, but by saying that, I don't want to apply any pressure or any expectation that property owners on the other side should do the same thing. That's, I think we're out of line if we do that. If people want that to happen, the city will have to look at it and see whether that's financially feasible. Leslie's going to look at other options, that maybe there's a cooperative agreement that we can use, but there is the possibility, the opportunity to do something better over there, but we're not going to bully our way into forcing other people or our taxpayers to do anything they don't want to do.
No, and I think it's important to say you've been very steadfast in that position over time, and I appreciate that. That we can't make our private owners do anything without some substantial agreement from them.
From going on from there, we have some very cooperative property owners in the downtown, and we'll see what we can get done.
Right. Any other thoughts about that particular notion? We should probably take these one at a time, right, as far as recommendation of the council. Would anybody want to make a motion to recommend those talking points about the east parking to council on Monday?
So moved.
Katie, yes. Mary, Sandy, second. All in favor of the recommendation, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Second one that I have, I think, is a simple one. And again, I'd like to recommend that the administration decide if it's simple or not. Bill has done a good job of identifying a couple parcels that are new to me anyway in terms of special event parking, the Udell Law Firm property and so on. He also mentions the Coyle funeral home property and a number of others that are available for special event parking. I'd like to see us perhaps talk with the chamber and the downtown merchants about finding a better way to identify those special event parking areas when we have special events. You know, I don't think we have any signage there for those. I think there's always a question when somebody comes into our downtown whether they can park in a private business or not on a Saturday or Sunday. Maybe we could create a list or a map that goes on our website, just so that when we have visitors come in for a weeknight show or a weekend show, they know where they might be able to find parking a little more readily. Now, that's a PR thing. That's not a policy thing, but thoughts about that?
I think that's an easy fix, and I think it's a fabulous idea. And Bill, we don't have special event parking signage at this point in time in any of those lots?
No, I don't think per se, but for special things, I've worked with public service, and Kevin has arranged to get certain signage sometimes for...
I feel like I've seen it, but I feel like I've seen it too.
Uh-huh. Maybe there's something, and we have a sign shop, maybe there's something in their back room that's been used before, maybe.
Well, whatever. But, you know, my own personal experience is when I come down here for the Fall Festival, right, which is a big day in downtown. And I'm not even sure where I'm able to park, you know. I don't mind walking. I started parking behind the Root Learning building, and that's city parking. But, you know, I'm not sure whether I'd get towed if I parked in the Udell parking lot or not. So, you know, if we could just have signage that directs folks to some of those pocket parking areas, or infill parking areas is what our consultant calls them. That I just think that would be very helpful.
Right. And I think the downtown group would support that, because that comes as a regular topic with meetings where people can park.
And I do think it's a great idea to put something on the website. I don't think that, you know, that's just an easy opportunity for people to explore their options, so I agree with that. That's a great suggestion.
Kevin, do you think special event parking lot is something we could do? I'm not sure the chamber.
Yeah, no, that's not a problem. We can, we'll take a look at where the parking is at and, you know, get some signage made that we can put at, let's say, Main and Monroe, where there's parking, continue on, there's parking if you turn left, the route parking. And then people will still have to make a decision on which direction they're going to go.
But then you also put some signs at the entrance to the lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, great. Okay. So we need to do anything about that other than ask Kevin to do it, Mayor? I mean, do we have to make a recommendation?
No, I think you're fine with that.
Yeah.
We'll just come up with those special days if we can post those signs.
Yeah. And then obviously, I understand there's a small personnel cost to have our crews do that, but I can't imagine it's significant.
They can do it when they put the barriers up.
Yeah, right. Great idea. Okay.
Mark, may I just add to that, I did ask Harmon Sign, who did our wayfinding, to come back with some ideas or suggestions of how to incorporate parking designations with the wayfinding signs. So
perfect.
They're going to do
good.
That.
And I'll come back with a proposal.
I asked for a recommendation.
Super. And that's following up on our discussion last time. So
yeah. Appreciate that.
The final piece is about the lot that the city purchased behind the courthouse, the Laros property. And I think we've had discussion here, and it was on Bill's list, that might become a quick way to provide some additional parking spaces on the west side of Main Street. It's also being considered to be included in a Tier 2 grant proposal. I think there's some dollars in the budget for that anyway, and I guess I'd like to have some conversation or at least ask the administration to come up with some thoughts about if we do get the Tier 2 grant and we do help fund that parking lot through the grant dollars, how might we use the dollars that we haven't spent that are budgeted for other downtown projects? Is that something that you've discussed, Mayor?
Well, yes, we have discussed it. And since the budget was done, we were looking at improvements to our municipal parking lot out here right now, particularly the most northerly aisleway. When you walk out of the meeting day and take a look at that and see how alligator the asphalt pavement is. And we've talked about making those spaces 90-degree parking rather than the angled parking they are now, which means we need to restripe it, which means we need to reseal it. And before we reseal it, the service director and I are talking about milling some of that out and repaving it. And that's the first place where I think some of those funds can go this year. I know that Kevin has talked about we may be able to get those funds from someplace else, but those are parking funds, and if we're not going to use them back here on the Laros property, they should go right into our municipal lot out here first. We're also talking about improvements to the railroad crossing between the east and the west lots. I'm not sure what those are going to cost, but we've talked about making signage and lighting improvements. That's another place where those funds could go if we don't need to put them into the Laros lot.
Okay.
And I'm open to other suggestions for that because we've got, what, 140,000 or something, Kevin? So let's not spend them right away. Let's see how the grant goes. But we can spend some of it right out here to improve our parking situation now.
Just as a point of clarification, I did hear that we would get a few more parking spaces if we go to that right, the direct parking, I don't know what you call it.
90-degree parking.
90-degree parking. Direct or 90-degree.
It's how because many, the aisle is so wide, we can do that. We don't have to do it diagonal.
How many additional spaces in against?
6 to 8 spaces. We just done general layout. It'll be a minimum of 6, and we may be able to get up to 8. So.
You remember, we did do some crack filling and sealing and restriping that lot just 2 or 3 years ago, but the asphalt's so old, it's broken up, especially in this north aisle.
Right.
It's time to fix that.
And I think we talked last time about the fact that some of the trees there are a little worse for wear and that Mr. O'Brien might be looking at some tree replacement. Is that right?
We've okay. also been talking to Frontier about perhaps improving the condition of their service yard fencing.
Oh, good. Any other thoughts about that, Katie?
Is there any way the Frontier lot I mean, could we, would they be willing to share that at all, or is that too untouchable?
I think that's a security issue for them. They have their cooling equipment in there for all the switchgear that serves this part of Sylvania. I think they'd be very leery of doing that. And there's not many, that many spots in there. There'd be a dead end aisle inside of there. We can ask them about it, but.
Mayor, I did have that conversation with Frontier last year, and they're not agreeable to, because of security reasons, they need the fence. But that's where we went right into, we need to make improvements on the fence, and zoning's going to follow up on that, because they did commit to doing some things with the fence.
What if the fence shrinks in a little? Is there room? I mean, if it has to be replaced, then we're going to mill and fill the pavement. What if we just move the fence in a little bit?
There's a concrete retaining wall that goes around there, too. A little more than just moving the fence.
Okay, those are good answers, Mayor. Thank you. Any other parking issues that linger?
I just wanted to ask if it's acceptable. I know Caitlin Obey from Trio has stepped into us in the parking. I don't know if you have anything specific that you're looking for. If there's anything that you had questions specifically about.
We were just wondering when it's going to start being strictly enforced about the time limits, and if that affects our business since we're open after 5. Is that just going to be during certain times? Is that going to be rolling over into all night? If, say, we have a customer who gets a cab home and parks back here all evening, they get ticketed at a certain point, how will that be affected?
Yeah, right. Right. That's probably a question for the safety director or the mayor.
First off, we are not enforcing, we are not writing any tickets now.
Okay.
We had a tire chalking period for a couple of weeks where we identified cars that could be ticketed. We put out some warning tickets.
Okay.
And that was all during the day.
Okay.
I'll have to review it, but we have no intention. We had no plans to enforce it overnight.
But that's an
issue that we need to look more at, particularly in front of this building and in front of the Verizon building. Spots that your business could use
are
being occupied by residents in the apartment building across the street because it's closer to their front door than parking in their very large parking lot around the side of it. And we are struggling with how to enforce that.
Okay.
They do clear out during the day. They're available for businesses during the day, but they do get filled up overnight parking. And I'm open to suggestions as to how we should handle that.
Okay.
Because those spots were really installed with public dollars to serve the Maplewood Marketplace where your business is.
Yes. Yep.
And yet there's kickback, there's pushback. Anytime, you know, anytime that I threaten that we're going to enforce it, I get concerns about that. We're trying to take a moderate response to make things work as best as they can.
Thanks, Mary. Anything else today? Then we'll make the recommendation regarding the east parking on Monday. I'll try to maybe summarize our discussion and circulate it to members of the committee prior to Monday so that you'll have a chance to know what we actually said we were going to do. And we'll bring that up as either an added agenda item or part of the report. I guess as a part of the report on Monday. Anything else? Okay, it's 9:02, and we're adjourned. Thank you.